Hello, and welcome back to Uneducated Reviews, where today Ashley will be doing our intro.
Hi! And something, and one day, even products!
Ew!
That was nasty.
I thought you were gonna do the whole intro!
I thought about it.
I thought you were too.
No, I thought about it, and then I switched it up because she gave me the idea.
So we have drama.
That was a whole blooper.
Welcome back to Uneducated Reviews, where we typically review things that we're uneducated on, such as our intro. Ashley, what did you have for us today?
So, I want to talk about, so Chris and I have this thing that happens to us all the time, but, so do I and Zoe. Zoe and I. but, do you ever have, like, this weird, almost, like, connection with a person that you've been around so long that you can, like, you both are thinking the exact same thing at the exact same moment, and you keep saying the same thing at the same time? Because Zoe and I have been going through that again for the past, like, 3 days, where we're, like, typing, and you see the little...
We have both sent texts that are the exact same texts. At the same time.
To each other. And then we just start yelling at each other that we hate each other. But we've been doing that for the past few days, and we do it in person a lot, but never over text. Yeah, I think the text is really the scariest part.
It's been really weird to text, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, you just said the same
thing? Yeah, it was the exact same moment. Yeah. It's just, do you guys have that happen?
I'm gonna give that a solid no.
Are you so connected?
No.
I mean, in text. I mean,
I feel like text is very creepy. This is very scary. We'll be texting each other and completely be like just on our tangents, and like we'll even switch topic together at the same time and send the exact same text to each other. So like it happened over, like, we were bitching about some friend of mine, and then we switched over to the next topic like that, and it was both of us switching at the exact same time. Like, we both Zoom texted each other, like the little bubbles popped up at the exact same time, and we were both like, what? And then it's crazy.
That doesn't happen. Well, not with text, but that, like, I mean, you don't have like a similar thought to Priscilla, like, right before you guys say something.
Similar thoughts, sure, but in terms of like word for word, like speech, like maybe it happens every once in a while, but like we'll hit like three words that are the same, like three words, but like we're not saying like a sentence at the same time. We're not like, okay. And it was that guy, and she was like, and it was that guy, like at the same time. So it might be like, want to get food? Like, something like that. Like, something like, chill like that. But, like, it's never very long. It's very, like, a short period. We're just kind of like, because once we start saying it, then we just kind of look at each other. Like, we never finish the sentence.
Get out of my head.
Me and Ashley will say that, and then we'll yell at each other.
And it, like, get out of my mind!
Yeah. It's happened every now and then to me. Just never over text.
Yeah, never over
text. It was just so creepy. It was so, and it wasn't just one day, Zoe. It was like almost two or three days, like, in a row. And we were both like, what the fuck is happening? We were annoyed with each other.
I've never had it with anyone else over text, so I feel like that was really weird, and I don't think a lot of people go through that.
But if you've experienced it, please let us know. Yeah. We want to know that we're not alone. We have a Twitter.
Also, you can, like, sense things. Like,
yeah, so what about a sixth sense? Do you ever feel that you can feel somebody watching you?
All the time. Yeah, for sure.
Hi, Ashley Schwartz. I'm a woman.
I have an avid, like, I'm when I near my PC, my computer area, in the desk. The door is, like, if I'm facing my computer, the door is over to my right, but,
it's
like, still on the same wall.
Open
so
the dog.
It's usually open, because, like, just
dogs.
A little bit. And there's a printer, you know, there's, like, a whole, you know, setup covering the door except for, like, the top area. So I usually, the top of the printer that I can see through is just, you know, there. And I'll see, like, Ashley's head come into the room or something like that. And then I'll know, like, she's in there. But recently I've had my hat on the printer. And while I'm playing games or doing something on the computer, I'll look and, like, my peripheral will just freak out for a second. And then I'll be like, somebody's there. And it's just my hat. But that I... I know that one day
I'm gonna get that feeling.
Yeah, I know one day. Because it's already happened that I'm gonna look to the right and she's just looking at me.
I do it all the time.
I've never.
I try to sneak up on him, and then all of a sudden he'll just go, "Hey, Zoe."
He just it's because he knows that you walked into the house. The thing is to wait till he's comfortable and then not walk through the door.
So like, watch him
from outside the door for a second and just like really like zzz into him until he thinks that like, oh no, I'm just feel this, and then you walk.
I do have like a passive alert that goes on in my body when somebody walks into like my vicinity.
Yeah, all the time. All
right, but Sixth Sense, what's up?
Yeah. I feel like it's there, but it's not like not activating it on purpose. I think it's just kind of there.
Activated the day that you had to like leave your house with Logan.
I think my Sixth Sense is always just kind of genuinely on.
Okay.
But depending on who I'm with, it's either really on or it's very lax.
Okay.
For example, if I'm with Chris anywhere, I'm really not paying attention that much. Not like to where we're going, but more so to our surroundings because I'm
feel another person.
I feel confident in one our size and two just like that nothing's gonna happen to us. But if I was to go to like the same place with my little brothers or like you're Priscilla, like, oh, God. I'm like, listen, I'm gonna have to do it for both of us now. Like, I'm gonna make sure that we don't get in no trouble. So now I'm definitely more alerted where I'm just kinda like, yep, don't go over there. Hey, don't take out your wallet here. Hey, don't do that there. It's more like becoming more like parental and aware.
Parental.
Yeah.
What movie did we just
But like, watch? As long as I know that the other person can like, you know, handle themselves and they're good, for the most part, I'm pretty lax.
I mean, I become alert. I'm alert all the time. Unless I just, like, don't care about what's going on. Like, you know what? I don't really care about being here right now.
That's why Kenneth has arrived at the wrong house 6 times.
As for being watched and stuff, I've never physically felt like I've been watched. But, like, I get that feeling sometimes over the back of your head. You know, you're like, I turn around every now and then. I'm playing a game and I'm like, I just turn around over my shoulder. I'm like, yo, okay, the door's locked. What am I freaking out for?
I feel like I have so many things to actually, like, not freak me out, but, like, things that would do something to me in my house that I'm always kind
just
of, you know, ready.
At me.
One, it's her, yes. I'll always, you know, be watching the door, like, you know, just keeping an eye around.
Like, watching Chris's face in fear.
Especially, like, when I have to, like, go through the hallway and, like, all the lights are off and the bathroom door is, like, slightly open.
I'll crouch in the bathroom and just...
a couple of nights ago, I left my room... And I usually just leave my room with the lights off, and I just turn on the light that's right outside my door. I left my room, I closed my door, I turn around, I turn on the light, didn't turn on, and I was like, my heart started pounding for a second, like, whoa, what's going on? And then I just got the other switch, that's for the whole living room, and okay, there we go, what the fuck is wrong with this
Kevin's
one?
Kevin's in the doorway of his room, just...
My heart stops. Yeah. You know, you become you get so used to a routine that when I went outside, I'd click, and it was light.
No, but, like, if it's not Ashley, it's definitely, like, Leia, like, our dogs.
Oh, my God.
Like, I go and I'll be playing, and then I'll have, like, a scratch on my leg.
It'll freak,
like, freak me out, and then I'm like, it's probably Leia. And then I'll look down, and she's literally, like, pawing at my legs trying to get up.
She's been doing this new thing where she also whines, and, like, I hate it when dogs whine, but she'll go and she'll come up to you and she'll go, ah, and I'm like, what the fuck is that for? She goes, ah.
So, yeah, I do feel like I have, you know, like a Sixth Sense, but...
She's not there? You ever look down and you're like...
That happened to me yesterday, though. I was literally, like, I playing and then I felt something next to my leg. And I looked down and I was like, oh, there's Leia. And I looked around and she wasn't there.
That's the phone vibrating. Oh, I got a message. There's no message in here.
That happens when I'm walking a lot.
My phone's not even on me.
Chris has a small fear of rats. We had a run-in with a rat when we first moved into this house because he left the back door open. We owned mice. I would like to own rats, but Christopher's a little bitch boy with little tiny titties.
I would be fine with, what is it called? Domesticated animals.
I want rats.
But you got a wild rat jumping at me. Listen, I'm gonna freak out a little bit, okay?
It was hilarious. So, like,
have you seen those things fight back?
Yes.
There was one time, they've been trained. The time that I had had to deal with the rat that got into the house. He was like, I'm not gonna leave you here alone. And I was like, you're gonna get in my way. And then I was trying to like catch this rat, and I did, cause I'm a fucking winner. I'm a closer, damn it. But it jumped at me. Like, rats will jump and like come at you, especially the wild ones that are like, yo, I've got nothing to fucking lose. It jumped at me and it tried to like get me, and he was like, ah, and I just went pah, and I was like, don't do that. Then I grabbed it again and I was like, we're leaving. And then I held it in a shirt, and I had it wrapped, and it was just like, and then we walked it like 3 blocks away. I know it came back. It might have come back.
Honestly,
I wasn't gonna kill her. She was pretty. She was cute. But like, Chris doesn't do well with wild rodents. And there was this one time he went and he was walking in the patio or something, and we've been like realizing like, oh, something's getting in this like back area. And he didn't turn on the light. And then out the corner of my eye, I'm watching him like go and get something and come back to the room, and something runs across the bottom, and then he starts jumping and screaming. I was like, baby, get back in the room. And he's like, what? And I was like, it was nothing, but get back in the fucking room. Get in the room. And then I was like, no, there was definitely something. There was a rat or something. But yeah, that was, I find it hilarious whenever you have to interact with an animal that isn't a domestic animal. He once thought there were baby raccoons in something in like the backyard that we were like gonna throw out or something. But a rat had babies in there, and one of them fell out, and he was like, ah, it's a baby coon! And I was like, it's the size of my fucking finger.
It was adorable.
You didn't want me to help it or anything? I picked it up, and I was like, I'll take it to a rehab center tomorrow. And I just dealt with it.
Have you had any close encounters with wildlife?
Close encounters with wildlife? I don't think so.
We went to the zoo recently, and I saw, like, what was the last thing? The panther?
Yeah, there was Florida a bobcat panther? Outside oh, my yeah. townhome.
A wildcat?
It was a Florida panther.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one.
I haven't seen one.
We used to walk around my townhomes because my roommate, she saw a bobcat, and she was like, yo, I stayed the fuck in my car. I was like, that's a big cat, and that's gonna kill me. And she was like, it was just like a weird-looking cat. Shout out, Deani. but she stayed in her car, and then she told me about it the next day, and we went outside, and there was a dead rabbit on my front door. Like, it came and it left the dead rabbit there. And then we were both like, what the fuck? And so for the rest of me living at this townhome, I'd go on walks and I'd take Christopher, but I wouldn't take him on purpose. Like, he'd see me leaving with a flashlight and he's like, don't you fucking dare. And then I would. And then I'd walk around and try to find, like, where is this animal? Like, it has to be nearby-ish. So I'd walk to, like, random places that, like, didn't have much like human anything going on, and then I'd just like look for it, and I was like, come on, show yourself, I want to see you.
Reveal.
That's good stuff. I'm gonna get killed by something.
As long as you know.
I'm ready.
No, I really haven't had many animal encounters, which I feel is like a shame.
I feel like one time you told me about you and your brother running up a tree.
Running up a tree?
Yeah, him. The gator, and, right? I thought oh, not and my brother. Were the ones that hid in the tree when the gator was under you.
No, it was a different Isaiah. It was Feliciano.
Oh.
Yeah, we were like in a retention pond area. We were riding our bikes also, around, and then we saw this like gate. We heard like baby gators, you know, going ah ah, you know.
Oh yeah.
And so we were looking around. We saw we could like hear them next to the retention pond, and then as we're like getting close to the water, like a huge gator just started splashing everywhere and like coming up onto the thing. So we like ran up a tree that was right next to it, and then it was literally under us. Under the tree, and like if we fell down, we'd fall on it. I was like,
at least
out.
It wasn't a, you know, a wild hog.
I've never seen a wild hog or heard one.
A bunch by my house. There's wild hogs, coyotes, fucking scorpions.
Coyotes are so cute, though.
There's a bunch of crazy stuff out there. Deer.
I think the crazy. This is not even that crazy, but I think the craziest thing that I saw was one day, I was on the bus coming back home from high school, and it was going down my like the main road that gets to my neighborhood. And as I'm in the bus, I'm just, you know, sitting on my seat, looking out of the window, as bus rider does. Yeah.
Chris has never ridden a bus.
And
shit.
What?
We had this argument already.
And as this bus is just moving, out of nowhere, this huge bald eagle just comes and flies next to the bus and scoops up a rat. I'm not a rat, sorry. A squirrel that's like running across the street. Scoops him up and then flies away in the distance.
So we, I love squirrels. So like I've seen a that's squirrel okay. the be Eagles taken love by a squirrels hawk too. And I was screaming. I was literally driving and screaming. I was like, you let it go! And then it was gone.
Yeah. My old house that we used to live in, there was a lot of bald eagles in the area. Like to the point where we were sitting in the dining room and like next to us in the window was just like it was just
it's just an eagle and so watching Hollister.
He's like, my mom was like so scared. She would never let Hollister go outside by himself because she was like, the hawks are gonna get him, the bald eagles are gonna get him, something's gonna get him, he's easy to pick up.
Listen, your so mom every time she would hear like a caw,
my mom would just run and pick up the dog and like come back inside.
Oh, if you think that's bad, I have like an 80-pound dog that my mom's like, the I saw a hawk. Logan, come inside. We don't need you messing with those hawks. We don't need it.
Get inside, man.
I mean, their grip strength. Have you seen crazy. The amounts of pounds of pressure like, that certain birds can do?
They can pick up goats.
They can break your bones just by their grip strength alone.
Listen, it's ridiculous. Now get rid of their grip strength. All their nails are like daggers.
It's crazy.
Didn't your mom have two chihuahuas?
I've seen the thing where like a hawk handler it's like, oh yeah, this glove. It's like, oh, you wear that to protect you. It's like, well, I mean, it could break my arm if it wanted to.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It wasn't. They weren't scooped. So there's a lot of sandhill cranes in the area.
The worst.
They chase Brownie.
We had two chihuahuas, and the sandhill crane kind of like stepped on one of the chihuahuas and like went to go bite at him. And my mom was like, "No!" But the other chihuahua said, "No, you can't do that to her," because they were sisters, and like ran at the sandhill. These things are tiny, but she like ran at the sandhill crane and was like, rawr, rawr, rawr. And so yeah, that's what happened. But it didn't scoop the chihuahua.
No, okay.
It just violently stepped on.
When I first moved here, I used to walk with Brownie. Like, I used to take Brownie to a park that was right next to where I lived. And we'd walk around, like, another retention pond. There's retention ponds everywhere here, okay?
Yeah.
We'd walk around it. And Brownie, I've never seen Brownie charge at an animal. Because Brownie's not that type of chihuahua. Brownie's the type of chihuahua to stand next to me and go and, like, look at something and go, no. And then walk the other way. She charged a sandhill crane. And the crane was like, oh, you want to fuck around? And then started flying, like, a fucking 2 feet off the ground coming at her. And I had to, like, scoop Brownie and run with her, like, on me. And I was like, oh, my God, no! And I was being chased at by this fucking bird. And I was like, what bird is this? Mind you, I had only been here for, like, maybe a month tops. And I knew nobody.
Florida so birds are crazy. Like,
They're only here, and they're not
crazy. I feel like Florida has a lot of wildlife that if you live in Florida or you were raised in Florida, you're just like, it happens. Like,
I lived
in front of a pond, and that pond was home to a lot of alligators. So we gave the alligators names, and we would know that there was a certain month out of the year that they would migrate to the other pond that was in front of our house. So you'd just be like, it's crossing the street. It's migration time.
Is that time of year like, already?
I can't bother me no more.
Texas, and I just saw a fucking 4 foot bird that was mostly leg, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
They're like 4 or 5 feet. They're big.
Yeah. Yeah. They're literally like 4 feet, and 2 feet of them are just legs.
You know, and a lot of people are, like, fascinated by it, but if you've lived in Florida for a long time, it just annoys you. Like,
you're just like, get out of the fucking
They're always in the road.
The sandhill cranes are, like, in the
There's
road.
No food there. There's no water. What are you doing if you're stopping traffic?
They challenge you. They sit there, and because then they look at you, and then they're like, you can't hit me.
Because you'll get arrested. You'll get a fine.
They know.
You'll pay $3,000 for my corpse.
That's why they don't get out of the road, though. We've been too lenient.
Yes. No, we were driving home.
And then, you see so many of them. They're like, how are you almost extinct? Like, what's going on?
Are they?
Yeah, that's why they're a protected species. Yeah.
I thought they were protected species because they're like the Florida bird. And you're like,
they're only, he's walking the road too. You know, he got rights. And they only live live here. Uh-huh. Like, this is the only place you can find them. So we, of all people, cannot fuck with them. Oh.
Tourists just like,
the tourists fuck are like, bird. South Florida got flamingos. Like, big-ass bird challenging me. I'm going to smack it.
And then, like, tourists will go ahead and try to go up to it. And I'm like, don't do it.
I'm like, sir, don't do sir, it. Don't do this.
I feel, I just remembered this. I feel like we've... Us guys have been betrayed by the two ladies at the end of the table.
What do you mean? What do you want?
I mean, I completely agree, but why?
So the last time we were at Chris's house, we were playing what is that game on the Xbox? Oh. The
Golf with Friends?
The last time we were there, we were eating pizza.
Fibbage.
Fibbage. We were playing Fibbage. Fibbage 3.
Are you hurt? Did we do good?
No. Not only did you lie, you lied.
We are...
I want you to know something. We went to their house after he had played tennis.
Tennis. I'm not even talking about you guys switching names.
Oh, what happened?
Exactly. Now you're interested.
What did we do?
We were playing Fibbage, and it's one of those things, you have to, like, write in a lie or whatever about a certain sentence and whatnot, and then you have to kind of, like, pick out the truth. So there was one thing where it's kind of like, this lady survived in the rainforest for a certain amount of days solely on, and it gave you, like, four or five different options.
Her urine.
One was, like, urine, one was, like, breast milk, another one was, like, I don't know, whatever. Three different things. For coconut tears. Water, sure. Or tears, anything. So the actual correct answer was her breast milk. And then I was like, well, that's dumb. They didn't say she was pregnant. Like, that was my response. I'm like, I feel like that's a whole piece to the puzzle that we should have known.
Yeah.
they didn't mention that in the sentence. So then I was like, so yeah, and then after me saying that, Ashley and Zoe were like, no, you can still have breast milk and not be pregnant. And that blew my mind.
I mean, you have the system.
And because they're women, I didn't question it. How am I supposed to know about titty milk if I ain't got it?
Titty milk!
I took their word for it because I assumed they would know their bodies.
They know better. They know better about their bodies.
So then I just found that to be fascinating. So then I went back home. I didn't look it up. I wasn't that interested in it. I just thought it was an interesting I just thought it was like in the moment kind of fun thing, whatever. So then I went to Priscilla's house like a couple days later and we're just watching anime. And
you
I was
bought hey, Priscilla, you know it's
cool. No. So then we're watching anime and then I don't know, I think I like lean, like I just put my head like on her body, but just a little like too hard or quickly or whatever. She's like, ah, my titty. She's like, oh, it hurts. I'm like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Did it activate?
And I'm like, wait, speaking of titties though, did you know that me, Chris, Kenneth, Ashley, Zoe, we're all playing this game after our sports day? And there was like a whole question that came up, and they're like, "Did you know that this lady survived in the rainforest or some
place in the world?" It was like an island or something.
Yeah,
I think.
Solely on, and I told you what the options were, and I'm like, "The answer was breast milk." Isn't that crazy? And I'm like, and then I told her the story that I literally just told you guys. I didn't know that she was like they should have had pregnant in the answer, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, "But then no, Ashley told me that." you can have breast milk without being pregnant. They said something about, like, being around babies or something, like...
The pheromones get activated
and, like, they just start producing. And then she's like, I don't think that's right. And I'm like, wait, I don't know. That's what they said. I didn't look this up. Yeah, I'm not no scientist, but I'm just saying what they said. I thought that was interesting. She's like, no, wait, I don't know if that's right. I'm like, you can look it. I'm not defending the answer. I'm just letting you know what I was told. I'm like, you can look it up if you want to look it up. And she's like, yeah, let's look it up. And we were lied to.
Really?
Yes.
I want you to know I was lied to.
Babies being around you has no effect on whether or not you're making some booby milk. All right?
Really?
Yeah.
I had a scenario in my head, too. It's like, man, if I got lost in the wild and I was a woman... I think I can, you know, trick myself to act like a baby and produce milk.
So we looked it up, and some women and on occasion some guys, but it's even less for the guys than the women. There is a condition that you can have that you're born with. So I think you're okay. I don't know if you're born with it anymore. I didn't know there was a condition. I think some, you gotta be
born. Uneducated reviews. We know nothing we're talking about.
But there is a condition that you can have in which you just can produce the milk, and that must have been what this lady had in the forest, because I literally googled, can being around babies help you make booby milk?
But you know what? And still, that was out of the question.
They were like, no, but yeah, but my point is, to Kenneth's point.
First of all, I would like to clarify, Ashley said this. Second of all, I would like to say,
Ashley said it. I do remember another female in the room agreeing, and I think that was you.
Because I have heard a story where this woman, saw a child. Baby. Yeah, it wasn't her baby.
It was an abandoned baby.
And so, and but her body she had just breastfed it.
Yeah.
Listen, Priscilla's really smart.
Just got there.
Priscilla's really smart, and looking dumb in front of her hurts my heart. I want to compete with her smartness, and I'm out here like, did you know babies help make booby milk? And she's all like, you're wrong, and I'm like, oh god, forget the last 5 seconds.
Did you know that?
Forget the last 5 seconds.
Delete your memory. Delete it.
If I was a woman, I could survive in the wild, drink my own titty milk, and make myself cry.
But no, and then I just thought that was really funny. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Maybe it's a stress-induced thing.
I remember that story that this woman took care of this child that wasn't her child. Maybe she had been pregnant before.
She might have had the condition.
Yeah,
either way, there was stuff missing from that prompt.
I don't
like
know.
Kind of said.
I heard a similar thing.
Nothing the dark there.
And it was like...
Supposed
was
to
like
just know that this
some,
lady has
some
condition.
Person that has kids was the one that was talking about it. They were like, oh yeah, well technically, my body can just start doing it again. And I was like, but you're not pregnant. I don't know. Yeah. You already had your children.
I have confirmed that we know nothing about this topic.
Yes.
I would like to mention...
any other lies you want to spew?
I love following this one... this one girl online, and she happens to be a trans woman, and she was talking about how, her hormones, the hormone medication and stuff she's on, has her lactating. And she's like, what the fuck? She's like, why? And then that was a whole thing. It was on TikTok, and she was just like, I don't understand, but apparently I'm okay.
But I'm looking at this now, and it's saying, yes, it is possible. You can do it, but it takes months to prepare because you have to replicate the pregnancy process for your body to get enough estrogen and other hormones to be able to develop
the
breast milk.
The hormones breast are there, you
because
can
that's
do
what
it.
That's what in you know like I it might even now, but there's like, are they called midwives or is that just for birthing the baby?
But,
yeah.
But
no,
there's people you hire that's not the mom to breastfeed the baby.
But
isn't that called a wet nurse? I think it's called a wet nurse.
From my from the way that I view the statement, it's like, okay, Zoe's babysitting her little cousin for a week.
No,
after that, milk's just spewing out, you know?
No,
the babies are here!
We did talk about, how you trigger it, you know? I guess it's more of how you develop
it. Yeah,
I think trigger
that's
was
over
a bad
the span
word.
Of multiple months.
You can train your titty to cry.
Guys, we're not talking about the most amazing fact.
I think you took it the wrong way.
I think so too.
Listen, I took it the way you explained it.
I agreed with them because I thought I heard that, and you've seen movies where like a queen is like has a baby, but she has another lady breastfeeding her baby.
I was also surprised. I was like, oh, that sounds right. I'm not gonna question it.
I just assumed that was correct.
You're gonna tell me how my dick works?
I just
remember seeing and hearing of so much different things, and I'm like. No, I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Okay, well, reverting back to my point that Kenneth made earlier, there's things messing from that question.
What? That was a bad fibbage question.
Bad fibbage.
We agree.
Fibbage, we would like to file a formal complaint.
I brought this up to Priscilla, and I felt dumb.
Monster dating monster.
Good game, right? Jack in the Box did a good job with that. It's a good family game.
Listen, I just... we're on an animal kind of fun thing going on.
I was gonna say, like, when we were talking about birds, I remember when I used to play baseball a lot, like,
or the Cardinals.
Did you ever kill great a pigeon?
Team. No.
I was terrified.
That's not what my story is about.
I was terrified of Chris playing baseball. Not Chris playing baseball, but Chris playing baseball with me. Because
he goes hard.
I'm an athletic individual, and I'm pretty well rounded in at least the main sports. Okay, like I can hold my own. I might not be the best, but I can promise you, I'm not going to be the worst.
Telling cricket's not a main sport.
No, but then Chris
played tennis, and I was like, "You play tennis regularly? No, Chris, time." I was like, "What the fuck,
Chris?" Chris would be like, hey, you want to throw in our backyard? Because, like, behind his house was his backyard, and behind that yard was just a huge open field. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he had, like, this cool little pitching machine that would throw, like, forever, and we would hit it and, you know, have a good time. But then Chris would be like, you just want to catch for a little bit? And I'm like, yeah, sure. This man is out here throwing rockets.
Yeah.
I don't play baseball. This I'm was playing.
Many years ago.
I'm playing to, you know, fulfill your want to play baseball.
Look, I don't know about many years ago.
It hurt.
Last year, you were launching balls at me, all right? My wrist is still fucked up.
Every catch I caught, my hand was just burning. Every time. And I'm not even catching it in the palm. Some of these are rolling off, like, the tip of the glove into my hand, and it's just. I suffered. It was suffering.
So when you see that video of that reporter with the baseball player, and he just gets like that spidey sense that like, oh, something's coming, and catches it with his bare hand.
I think it was fake.
Yeah, that's not real.
No.
There's no way that's real.
It's real.
It's really? Real.
I've caught balls in outfield, like launched up into the air with a bare hand.
You're looking at the ball the whole time.
Oh, with him? But if you're that used to catching a ball.
Yeah, so you're telling me.
He literally, I think.
You can hear the.
No.
When you remember it, it's like, oh, that happened in a millisecond. But when you see the video, I think he might have had, like, more than a millisecond
to turn around
and then.
It was legit like this. Me and Kenneth are talking on this end of the table. We're having a good conversation.
Eye contact. Like that. Yeah, and then bam,
instantly. No possible way that's real.
If it's real,
I think it's
real. If it's real, dude, come on the show.
Evan Logarts?
No way. Because you know why I don't think that's real? Because that came in the time and period before things were just proved to be fake. To fake something like that on the internet, comes as real word of mouth. Because, like, no one, like, not regular people had editing software.
Yeah, but why would they do that?
Why would they make horror movies? I mean, horror videos.
It was just a normal interview with a normal player, and then he just reacted to his body. He's a professional.
So did Kobe? Did Kobe Bryant? Did Kobe Bryant jump over the car?
Maybe.
Are you talking?
I'm gonna show you. I'll show you the video. You guys talk.
I don't know if I
look.
Know
why?
That video.
Why would they make videos like someone? Someone's outside my door.
And then the ghost.
I don't know, something crazy.
To take back my statement, apparently it was staged.
Exactly.
It is staged.
It is a staged.
It was
interview.
Too good to be true.
It was way too. It wasn't even like head turn, look, you, catch. You know it was turn, catch, like at the same time.
I would have believed it if he was having eye contact and the ball was coming from behind and you just see his eyes like looking out for a second and then react. But that was just like. Phew.
Like this. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen people do it on TikTok before.
I did not try what I'm about to attempt right now.
It already looks like a green screen. What's going on?
It does look a little.
And it's just promoting his sneakers. Oh my god, whatever Ashley just sent.
Watch what I do, baby. Come on, bring it down.
And. No, I can see that.
No, because you know why it's real? Because it's a real car, it's a real person, but he is standing here and the car is driving here. So when he jumps,
you know what? Yeah, the car looks a little smaller.
They're gonna put Kobe Bryant in real without why. Kobe Bryant, the man.
Yeah, no problem.
And just like him get hit by a car if he messes up.
I'm not saying people don't stage stuff.
No, I know. I'm just saying I'm real passionate about those two.
Okay. the car looks a little smaller now that I just think about it again.
No, yeah, I didn't remember the video, so I was putting the assumption in my head that maybe. Thinking about it was like very close.
Your hero's not real, bro.
It might have been a little longer.
Your hero's not real.
It could happen, person, though. I feel like some people could just, like, have that spidey sense.
I'm sure.
You know?
Because when you're that, like, you practice all every day just for a game.
And he's on the field. You're
used to it. I mean, it's not... People catch balls with their hand, you know, not often. I'm not going to say not often, but it's the substitute for a glove if you're going to get a hit.
Oh, I have... Maybe you can explain this to me, but I've always had, like, a thing that grind my gears grudge. When it came to baseball.
You know what grinds my gears?
I feel, is the glove not an extension of your body?
What?
Right?
What?
The baseball glove?
No. The sword is an extension of your body.
The baseball glove is an extension of your body, right?
Throw down.
It's your glove. It's part of you. Yeah. When, not that this really... ever happens, and the likelihood of it happening is about a 0.08% chance.
In a game, somebody catching it with their hand?
No, not that. But, like, let's say they're about to hit, they're hitting it, and it's a guaranteed home run. Yeah. Guaranteed. If you throw the glove up, and the ball sticks in the glove, and the glove hits the ground, or you catch it, or the glove hits the ground, and the ball never rolls out, it just stays in there, that should count.
I don't think I don't so, because if that was the case, you could just take off the glove and run with it like this.
Well, you can. I don't know if that's...
You can? Why not?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, but I don't know if that's an actual thing. I didn't know. If it hits the ground, I think there's definitely rules about it, because people have done it where it's a home run and they toss their glove up. That's why I toss the racket up when...
Oh, wait, no, I have seen that. No, that's fair.
No, but I know if you throw it up and it gets caught in the glove and you catch the glove, it's a pot... Like, I would assume that's... completely fair game, because you just stop the ball from going out, and the ball has not touched the ground, which is the defining.
I could be wrong, but I could be wrong, and I hope that I'm wrong, but I don't think it does count. I want it to count, but like, as long as the ball never actually touches the floor, you're fine. But if the glove hits the floor, but the ball never comes out of the glove, and the glove
bounces like in the glove, I feel like you have to catch it. I feel like you have to catch a glove with the ball in it.
But
wrestle.
What?
And I fucked up my knee playing volleyball.
What? Oh. Well, maybe not letting the glove go. Letting the glove go. Because you can jump off the back wall and jump higher than where the wall would be to grab the ball. So you can get up there. It's not like a limiting factor of like if the ball's gonna be a home run, you can't do anything about it.
I just want to say that whenever you bring out a baseball bat or a baseball mitt, Christopher's eyes glaze over and he goes into like this full on like game mode, and I'm just like no.
We went to the
can we go to the batting cages?
I would love to. We wanted to. I've been asking him to go, but they've been locked for the past month.
They tore them down.
You're lying.
Nope. They tore the whole field down.
Zoe.
Oh, really?
Was that your first time at a batting cage, though?
Wait, the whole batting cages or the
batting
actual...
cages and the baseball field got torn down.
Why?
The one that's right by the street, by the gas station.
By the gas behind Race.
Yeah, and the
loop.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're gone.
I was heartbroken.
You know, now that I notice it, I don't buy that. I don't.
Well, because it's behind stuff.
Yeah, because they wanted to. They built the LA Fitness there. They built a bunch of other stuff. So
you
they,
monsters
they tore it down. Didn't get enough traction.
But even if we wanted to, like, we wanted to go to the little baseball field over here.
Oak Street.
Yeah, it's
locked. Used to go there all the time, but now it's just a closed off thing. Everything's so.
I'm about to just jump the fence. I want to hit the baseball.
That's what I hate. Like everything is so strict on like private property, and everything is controlled now. Where I can't go fishing. Without breaking a law. Like,
are we gonna let Zoe tell her baseball story?
No. I'm done.
We didn't know you wanted to talk.
She was literally in the middle of speaking and you all went,
it's okay.
I don't think you finished.
It's called a tangent. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We were in the middle of the tangent of that exact same batting cage.
Go ahead, Zoe.
No, my time has passed.
Zoe, your time has come back.
I don't care anymore. Just tell your illegal fishing story.
Christopher always has something to bitch about fishing. About.
Well, that's because you can't go anywhere without being without trespassing.
I guess you're not doing it, huh?
Oh, you still would.
I've been fishing one time in my whole life,
and I caught fucking boring.
I caught moss, and I felt proud.
Moss? Wow.
Listen, it's boring until you catch the fish.
I didn't know how to unhook things. So I just started reeling it in really hard, and every time I would bring it in, the line would shoot at me. And that's terrifying. It's terrifying. Those little hooks are sharp.
No. Yeah. I hate fishing because every time I feel like when you cast it, I feel like it's gonna get stuck to you for some reason.
Oh, I kind of stuck to Chris's shirt one time.
I feel like there was only one time I ever caught something while fishing, and I didn't even purposely go fishing. Christopher was just like, take this and throw it. And then I caught a little guy, and I was like, why is it so hard to bring in? And he was literally the size of my hand, and I was like, fuck this game. And then I left.
That's the fun of it. Because you can go in with a 30-foot pole and crazy heavy line, but you're just barely doing anything. It's always funny to go with less and then catch more.
I was literally like, what is happening? Why is this so hard to bring back? And you were like, you're doing great. And then you took it and you were like, it's a little rough to bring back. And then we took it out and it was a stupid tiny fish. And I was like, fuck this game.
I want to jump the cage and go batting. That's all I want.
It was fun.
I'd like to go back to Airsoft Wars. I think Zoe and I really enjoyed ourselves.
That would be fun too.
That was probably one of the funniest things that's ever happened to us. Well, mostly me. You watched it happen to me.
Yes.
Who the fuck are you? And then I got shot point blank in the thigh, and I was like, God night, damn it!
We have fun, but it's like, there's not that many people.
What?
Wait, I'm over here thinking about paintball. No, airsoft sounds amazing. I'm over here thinking about paintball.
Fuck paintball.
Yeah, fuck paintball.
Like, eh. I've never been paintballing.
And you don't need to, Zoe.
Laser tag, I went in thinking one thing.
I thought we went in
a different one.
Oh no, it was laser tag. Because that Hispanic guy was like covering the laser.
Talk over the guy.
And I imagined like lasers everywhere and like loud music, but it was just very quiet and you were just there with your gun, so I had to make up my own noise in laser tag.
Oh my god, yes! She said, pew pew, pew pew, and then she would run.
And then I'd go, dun, 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 dun.
It was wildin'. Laser tag is great when you go with your own big group, which you, like, you know, like, your friend group, like, you're all gonna call each other out. If you're covering your sensors, I'm gonna say, Kenneth, you fucking little bitch, I saw you cover your sensor. We played with randoms, and, like, these grown-ass men were covering their sensors and going, and I was like, I will beat the shit out of you with this gun. I was like, oh my god. And then our person that day didn't do shit about it, and I was like, aren't you the one that's supposed to tell them to stop this shit? Like, what are you doing? We went laser tagging once, just me and Chris, and it was us against the main guy.
The world.
And it was insane. That guy was crazy. Okay? Like, it was us two trying to make it to his side to shoot him, and then I was like, baby, I'm not gonna make it. And he was like, no, you gotta try. And I'm like, no, I'll cover you. And then I started covering him, and he was like, I don't know how this girl shot me. And then Chris got so close, and he was like, no! And then he shot you, like, right next to him.
So
it was wild.
You talked about, like, how he was really, like, amazing.
He was amazing.
That stuff. And I think about, like, when people are, like, really, really good at something, it comes off as intimidating.
Oh, kinda. Yeah.
And I don't think there's one more thing in this planet that is more intimidating than, like, the elite Dance Dance Revolution people.
When you see them, when Quest was open, when those guys, like, showed up and took up those machines, I was like, is this real?
It doesn't matter where you are, what state you are, what room you're in. If there is a machine, there is one of them there. And, like, I feel so intimidated by their presence. I'm like, I have to watch them from a distance. Like, yeah. I can't even get near it. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm like two games away. I'll watch from here. Like, we're good.
Yeah. You can hear the machine, they look at you, they're like, are you jumping in, sir? And you're like, no, please no.
They have like a wet rag around their shoulders and sweat dripping down.
They have like a head towel or something on their like neck. And then, what was it? We went to this one, I think it was Dave and Buster's that we went, and there was like a crowd of them. Yeah. Like all these Dance Dance people that were just like switching out. There was just around this one place.
I did make a compromise. So as all of you people here sitting at this table realize, I love, yes, you podcast people. I love arcade basketball machines.
Yes.
It's absolutely my thing. So yeah. I've always told Priscilla, I said, if we can get a house, like a big enough house.
Getting a real one.
Even if it's just in the garage, I'm getting a basketball arcade machine. Chris has shown me one that was like $800. or whatnot.
They're not as expensive as I thought they would
be. Yeah, most of them are about $2,000. But he showed me one that's about $800, and I'm like, that's sick. So it's possible. It's definitely within the realm of possibilities.
Wow. But if only you would have decided this as Disney Quest was closing and just bought one of their machines.
But to counteract that, I told Priscilla if we can find a professional Dance Dance Revolution machine.
Oh, absolutely.
We can get that one too.
Man, Dance Dance has been around for so long. I remember. Do you remember when I had like those mats?
Absolutely.
Like play. It was to the
PlayStation. Isn't that what you were talking about? You and Stacy would play like hardcore with Leanne or whatever her name was.
I think that was just normal. What's the Wii dance game?
Just Dance.
That I usually play with Stacy.
And with the Kinect too.
But the Dance Dance mat and stuff, like.
The mat always sucked.
It never really fully got where you were hitting and stuff like that. But it was still cool.
Yeah. The mat would slip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's no! I always so had tile, funny. And I didn't.
No, it was on. We played it on carpet, so as you like hit it, it would start slipping. So you would kind of like fall with it
because it was like, just okay. Like wires and like a little red, a little pad baggy. in that arrow, and you could just fold it up and throw it around. So whenever you hit, like. The circle fucking moved this way in the left arrow. Like, shit, I go, fucking moved again.
That was a cool
thing. I didn't like that homemade one.
That sounds dope, though, to have your own little machine.
But yeah.
I'd want a claw machine. I really like claw machines. I'm not good at them, but I like them.
It's crazy how rigged arcade games are.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We saw a video on how to cheat it.
Well, there's plenty of videos, and I always thought they were, like, real, but a lot of them are just, like...
They're facades.
They're just fake.
You know what's funny? I went to Dave & Buster's the next day with my family after I saw that video.
Tried to do all this stuff.
I didn't try a single one.
Oh,
I was
what?
No. I was like, yo, this guy's
getting kicked out of here.
Yeah, they were like, I felt like weird. I started pressing like the change button a couple times, and I was like, this feels wrong. I feel like I'm going to get caught. I'm not even doing anything. So I just stopped.
It's one of those things that feel illegal that aren't illegal.
The biggest scam.
Listen. But when you get, like, jackpots and, like the big pots on these arcade games without, like, doing any of that, it's so crazy. We did the one with the ball that just went down, and we were just like, where'd the ball go? And it was like, jackpot! And we were like, what the fuck?
Do you know the one where it starts off kind of like a pinball machine where you pull the thing back and it hits the ball and it goes in circles and circles and circles? Yeah, if you can get it all the way into the middle, then you get, like, a jackpot.
Oh,
I did that one.
Really?
Yeah, I did that one. What? One time only, but I've done that. That's the only one that I've done.
If you get it too hard, it goes to another circle in the back and it's a zero.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this fucking game.
Cause you can't like go full out. Same thing. What always blows my mind when people do the like the hammer, like hitting the thing down, and you have to like get it the light to go up to the certain spot. Usually it was like the bell.
Yeah.
But for arcade, it had like a light. Like you couldn't go too much, but you had to go like just right.
And then
they would always just tell you like level the hammer and just. Drop it.
Yeah.
Like that stuff, I was like, is that real?
Yeah.
I don't know,
I never tried it. I always go full force.
Listen, we have a main event around here.
The place to do arcade stuff?
Once the pandemic.
After the pandemic ends.
2030.
Yeah, for real. Very high touch area. It's a very touch area.
A little dirty,
area.
little dirty.
I have another animal question for you people. Have you guys ever had, like, a Snow White moment? Like, you and an animal that you...
Get? Absolutely not.
Not once.
Never? Yes.
No.
Not once.
Well, like, I just saw them and I instantly, like, it was just like...
No, with the domestic dog, like, but I don't count that wild.
Like, I mean, like, when I was, like, I don't know. Why am I saying like so much? When I was, like, 6 or 7, I had a handful of Cheez-Its.
So when I was, like...
I had, like, a handful of Cheez-Its. And I saw a squirrel on a low branch, and I went and I gave him some, and then me and the squirrel are just eating Cheez-Its. And my mom ran up to me, and she was like, you want rabies? And then she, like, manhandled me away from the squirrel.
I would go to the park with my grandma and throw some bird at bread.
No, but I mean, I had my hand fully extended to the squirrel, and it
was
just
a loaf on the floor, and she's just pegging him.
Throw the birds at the
sir! You're doing it wrong!
No, this is the only way.
You've never had a moment like that with a random animal?
I don't go towards the random animals. I just go,
I love random
animals. That's cool,
animals.
You live your
there
life
There were feral
there.
Cats all over Puerto Rico. I avoided every single one of them.
I have snuck in a total of 4 stray dogs into my house in Venezuela.
And okay, so but stray dogs
Ashley
are a little
better than cats. Ashley will someday get the disease.
I will, but you know what? It's all right as long as I get them pets.
I guess I technically, yeah, in SeaWorld, those squirrels don't care.
They
where
are
you are.
Nice.
They won't even move. I was sitting next to the dolphins, and one just crawled on my leg and moved over. I had no interaction with it, but it jumped on me and moved along.
It had interaction with you.
The amusement park squirrels are, like, so used to people. Like, I used to work at Uniqlo, and then in the mornings and everything, you have to park, like, at the furthest parking lot. And then if you work at, like, the furthest store, it doesn't matter. You park at the furthest parking lot, you plan a 20-minute walk, and you get there, like, forever early. So I got there forever early, and they were setting up the Christmas decorations, and this squirrel ran up to me and stopped right in front of me, and I just stared at it, and I was like, is this it? Is this my time? Am I gonna get a squirrel today? And she just, like, touched my shoe, and then she left, and I was like, what? And sometimes I like to try
all
to, like,
your
find
dreams
her.
If this was a video game, that meant to follow the squirrel.
I loved her.
She's
and
like,
then,
to waste that opportunity.
Yeah.
I love squirrels. I love raccoons. Like, raccoons and squirrels are the rodents.
I hate a raccoon in my car.
I literally had a video of me interacting with a dolphin when I went fishing over in Melbourne.
I was there.
It was on my
I?
GoPro.
No, I wasn't.
I was alone.
I was there when you
and
fucked
I,
up
I had it
cover.
On my GoPro, but I think I deleted it by accident. But it was literally me walking up the shore, like, I was going to, like, a under the bridge.
I saw the video.
And then this dolphin is literally going, like, along
it's
the thing with me.
It's playing with him.
And then it's, like, spinning around next to the shore, and then it's going back, and then I started running to the side, and it started running this way, and I started running the
and
other way.
And then he was talking to it, and so you hear him in the video, and he's like, hey, little buddy.
Like,
and then he's doing, like,
put your hand on a plate, it's a fucking shark.
Nah.
The thing with the dolphin was that the dolphin was doing bottlenose spins. So,
like, I could
spin
see
on a dime,
the dolphin.
And I was like,
and it wasn't
fuck?
Like chasing a fish or anything. It was just kind of chilling.
It was just bored.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, brown boy.
Yeah. It was like, magical. But I think I deleted the video. I don't know where it is.
I think it might
if
be
you
on
find,
your old laptop.
Find it.
It was,
that sounds pretty cool.
It was cool. I don't know why.
The fact that he recorded this never told me.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointing.
I don't remember where I put it. I mean, it's,
I
it might
it's
be on my other computer.
I could tell you one thing,
yeah,
though. Chris, Chris killed a catfish.
I didn't kill a
He kind of caught it. He was like, oh, man, it took some pictures. And then he went to put it back in the water. And it slipped out of his hand and fell on the concrete. Its fin was fucked up. And then he goes, it's bleeding. I'm like, what are you going to do? Is he taking it home? He's like, no, he threw it back in the water. I'm like, now he's shark bait. You monster. It's on my old phone. I don't even have it anymore. Yeah. His broken.
He also fucked up a puffer fish once when we went to Melbourne.
So Chris,
because the puffer fish kept coming to get
ocean.
His food, like the fish.
Listen, I do less than most fishermen. Okay,
allegedly.
I rarely catch, and if I do, sometimes it's not the best.
He panicked when he did it. He felt so bad. He feels so bad whenever things go wrong.
Oh,
puffer
fish.
Yeah, the puffer fish. The thing was that he would, like, I kept hearing him, like, because I was sitting in the car while he was fishing. And I had, like, the window rolled down while I was watching Fairy Tale. I was having a good time. But all I hear is him go, come on, guy, leave it alone! And I was like, what's going on? And I was like, you good? And he's like, this damn puffer fish! And I was like, oh, okay. Comes to find out, there was, like, two puffer fish, and he kept throwing lines in the water, and they'd chase after them just to eat the food, and then they'd run away. And so he got mad, jerked it, because he was like, no! And then it hooked onto the side of the puffer fish's stomach, and then just, he yanked the puffer fish out, and he went, baby, help!
You monster!
And then I ran out of the car, and I'm like, what have you done? He's like, you can't touch him! You might kill him! I was like, you're killing him now! And so then I'm just here, like, manhandling this puffer fish, and he's like, no, hand him over. And I'm like, why'd you call me out then? Like, back up.
This felt bad.
And he was like,
I hooked
was
him,
like,
and then he started, like, inflating, and then once we got the hook out, he deflated.
It was terrible.
Final,
like,
moments.
He would never inflate again from that
it
day.
It was terrible. But, like, the thing with pufferfish is that, like, I didn't realize they suck in water. I always assumed, like, my dumbass brain, like, when I was a kid, was like, they suck in air, and that's all air inside them. No, it's water. They are heavy as shit when they suck in water.
Yeah.
It's wild, but I just thought.
But before we continue to reveal how many other things Chris has killed in his lifetime,
yeah.
I think this is a good place to end it.
That poor pigeon.
Oh, God. So, with that being said, This is Uneducated Reviews.
Follow us on Twitter.
Hope you enjoyed. Follow us on Twitter at Uneducated Movie, where we post things sometimes.
And soon our Instagram. And soon
TikTok. Instagram. And we have TikTok. Yeah, Uneducated Reviews, just straight up on TikTok. Where we'll post Chris fishing and not killing animals.
Maybe my dolphin video. We'll see.
We'll see if we can find it. But with that being said, I hope you have a great car ride, a good nap, a good morning.
Good shift at work.
I hope that you're all dressed and ready. I hope your hair looks amazing.
I hope you're dressed. I hope you're getting dressed. You know, maybe whatever.
You found that outfit you lost months ago.
Making some coffee.
This is a banger.
You know, heating up your dinner. All that good stuff. I hope all that goes well for you.
Meal prepping.
Yeah. But with that being said,
bye.
Later.
Later.
Bye. Bye.